Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dina out, Lopez in with your dirt this morning. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements made easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR and home equity loans. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. So what is up, Lopez?
Well, Alex Trebek, of course, we've been talking about him going through the stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis. And it's, you know, tough for him to get through that. But he seemed to be in some decent spirits when he was at the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network Walk in Los Angeles over the weekend. He was the keynote speaker there. He brought up a woman named Angie, who is a 22-year cancer survivor, and he said, "If I become a 22-year survivor, you will all be welcome to my 100th birthday." So it was nice to see he was showing that they seem to still have hope. He said it shows that our hearts are in this in terms of finding a way to beat cancer. So he's staying positive through all this, and we hope the best for him. DinasDirt.com. Well, legendary singer Diana Ross posted up on Twitter a lot of stuff about TSA. She said she felt violated by the pat down, and that the agent was when the agent aggressively felt between her legs. She said, "Okay, on one hand, I'm treated like royalty in New Orleans, and at the airport, I was treated like something badly." We'll say. She said, "Let me be clear, not the people or Delta, but the TSA over the top makes me want to cry." So the TSA is, I guess, a reviewing video, and it says it appears that proper procedures were followed, but there is an investigation going on to see if maybe things went a little too far with that.
Even if you get a regular pat down, it's still odd. You know,
it is.
It's like really in your personal space. I know they use the back of their hands and all, but I don't care.
Yeah, it is
so
kind
awkward.
Of uncomfortable.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, Sandra Bullock is not married, as much as people wanted to believe she was. Life and Style magazine was saying that she and her boyfriend, Brian Randall, walked down the aisle in Wyoming.
I love this, because on the front of a magazine, it says, "Is she married?" And you think she is, then you turn to the page.
Well,
and
Life and
lying.
Style was saying that it's true. They were saying that there was a wedding and a reception. They said the reception cost $18,000, that they hired Sandra's sister to make the wedding cake. But Gossip Cop was shooting down the idea, saying it is not true. They got suspicious because no venue was mentioned. So they did a little research, found there was no wedding. And then also Sandra's rep said there was no wedding as
wow.
well.
Wow. Somebody's making up a lot of good details then. I mean, that's really detailed. Yeah. It's like most of the people had the chicken.
Yeah. The frosting had little swirls and little doves on it.
DinasDirt.com.
And we got some fun baby news. Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki is going to be a dad. He and his girlfriend Elena Meyer are expecting their first child together. They posted it on Instagram. And they say, "We're absolutely over the moon to announce that we will soon be welcoming a little one into this crazy and wonderful world." And Amy Schumer has had a gender reveal, sort of. She posted it on Instagram, but the Instagram post was a kind of a long thing about not liking Wendy's. And then at the very end, it just said, "Oh, also, we're having a boy."
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it was a big thing about Wendy's, and then just, "Also, we're having a boy."
Was that an advertisement? It's like, if you crave Wendy's.
No, it was against Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't anything as an advertisement.
I was gonna say,
but
the
it was kind of weird to reveal your baby that way. Hopefully people read the whole post, because it's
not Wendy's.
It's a little long. People don't read that much. So
that's odd.
So I guess congratulations to both of them. And that is your dirt at 640. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Oh yeah, time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements made easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR and home equity loans right now. For details, call 413-733-2800. So what's up in dirt, Lopez?
All right. Well, of course, we're waiting for the baby to be born, the royal baby, and some news from Buckingham Palace. Well, actually, there hasn't been news in a few days. They confirmed that the baby hadn't been born yet, but that was on Thursday, and that's the last time we heard anything. So there's been a few days without an update. But Evening Standard is saying that the British bookmakers have stopped betting on a due date, and there's still a chance that she hasn't given birth yet, though. Harry's recent schedule changes could be a clue. He canceled. He was supposed to be taking a trip set for this week on May 8th, but he canceled this trip to the Netherlands. So we're not sure if that is a reason why, if he's worried that the baby's about to be born or if the baby has been born. Now, that and the fact that royal watchers have commented on the size of her bump, saying it's possible that she is overdue now. So that means it could come at any moment if she is, in fact, overdue. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but that's what they are saying.
I want constant updates. Is there a place I can text every half hour? It just says, no kid yet.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure there is. I have no doubt of that.
DinaSturk.com.
Well, Adele turned 31 yesterday and started off the new year with a bit of a long post on Instagram saying that things were tough last year. She said, this is 31. Thank God. 30 tried me so hard, but I'm owning it and trying my hardest to lean into it all.
You're just 30.
Yeah, but she had a rough year. Just got divorced and all that stuff. So it's been kind of tough. What was it? You didn't
no,
give
but
her
I'm
a
saying
break.
She said she had.
Year.
I thought you said she had a rough year turning 30, but just overall,
no,
she had a rough year.
30 tried me so hard. Is that it was a rough year because of her divorce and all that stuff. So, but thanks for caring for her. Sheesh, Adele's pouring her heart out and you're just knocking
no,
her down.
No, I just said 30's a great age.
She said 31 is going to be a big old year, and I'm going to spend it all on myself. And we're wondering, could that mean that there's some new music? She did say 30 will be a drum and bass record to spite you. Doesn't sound like she's 100% serious about that, so we're not sure if any new music will be coming from this.
DinaSturk.com.
Well, Billy Joel's neighbors are not happy with his helicopters.
Yeah, my neighbors have the same problem with me.
According to the Wall Street Journal, residents of Center Island in Oyster Bay, New York, have been complaining about Joel and other people ruining the peace and the beauty of the area with their loud helicopters, and they want them banned. Apparently, he uses it a few times a month to cut his travel time to New York City. So instead of a couple hours, it just takes 15 minutes.
At least do what I do. You parachute in. So the helicopter is not that low.
Doesn't have to land at
right,
home.
Exactly.
That's not a bad idea, but where is it going to keep it? It's going to have to come in and get them at some point in time.
I don't know. Keep it at like a pride station down the street or something?
Well, apparently the mayor is proposing a compromise. Instead of a ban, he's going to make an area where there are helipads, and you can only use it 15 times a month.
But if you let your neighbors borrow it, I'm sure they'd be cool with
they
it.
Might, like, they might be.
You can use it five times a month.
DinaSturk.com.
They're good.
And as the series of Game of Thrones winds down, George R.R. Martin revealed that there are 3 spinoffs in the works. He posted this on his blog on Saturday. He said, one of the spinoffs will begin shooting later this year. The other two remain in the script stage. But, of course, HBO had previously announced a prequel featuring Naomi Watts.
Hurry up with the script.
And was given a pilot order last summer. So we're going to get a lot more Game of Thrones, it looks like. So you'll be able to see that. And that is your Dirt at 740. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
And he's 840 with the Kellogg crew on 94.7 WMAS. Dina is out. Lopez in with Dirt. And this time around brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home improvements are made super easy. Rates as low as 3.4% APR on home equity loans. For details, you can visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, man?
Well, apparently Diana is not the top name for British bookies. People taking bets on the new baby's name for royalty with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. People have been betting on names for months now, but the website Honey says 2 names have crept up and taken the top bets.
Yeah.
Allegra and Ivy.
Now, Allegra?
No one's quite sure why Ivy is on the list, but Allegra would have been the name Princess Diana would have chosen if she had a girl instead of 2 princes. So that's why that is now popping up on the list higher, but they don't know where Ivy is from yet.
Like
so.
The allergy relief Allegra?
I guess it's also like that.
Huh. Interesting. Clear of allergies. This kid's going to be doing great.
That's right. So we'll see what happens when the baby's actually born.
DinaSturk.com.
Well, Justin Bieber getting blasted online for posting a message in support of Chris Brown. He posted a picture on Instagram with the heading, The Legendary Equation. Had a picture of Michael Jackson, Tupac Shakur, noting they equal Chris Brown. He said, everyone wants to wait till people die to give them the credit they deserve. I'm calling it now. When CB passes away after a long life, you will miss what you had in front of you the whole time. Trust me. Watch. You will see. He said, the people who have overlooked this man's talent because of a mistake he made, you need to reevaluate. Now, Chris Brown wrote back, I love you, man. Thank you for believing in me. But of course, a lot of people blasting him, saying his abuse of Rihanna was not quite a mistake. Domestic abuse isn't a mistake. So people are rightfully upset with this post. Don't know why he decided to do that, but they say it wasn't a mistake. It was a crime. We'll see what happens with that.
I don't remember him being very remorseful, though. Do you?
I don't know.
I don't remember that. So,
but still, it's kind of strange.
Yep.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, the Irish Mirror is claiming that Adele's husband, or ex-husband now, Simon Konecki, may have been messaging his ex-girlfriend, Clary Collette, during their marriage. A source says that Clary was shocked to get a message from Simon wishing her a happy Christmas, especially because the news he had split from Adele wasn't out there yet, but now it all makes sense. He messaged her again on her birthday, wanted to meet her for coffee, and they have a long history together. So they were together for 4 years before he met Adele. So maybe there was something going on there as well. We don't know.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian makes a lot of money just by posting something on Instagram.
No.
We've kind of heard about this before, that they're saying, like, oh, we post stuff, we make a lot of money, but there were no numbers. Mm-hmm. Well, now there is a lawsuit out there. It's a lawsuit against Misguided USA Clothing. And she claims the company used her image to promote their brand, but now she wants $5 million since she makes so much money per post. And the documents are saying that she makes between $300,000 and $500,000 per post.
Wow. But
Per post.
Almost reaches everybody in the country, though. I mean, she has a lot of fans.
It's really amazing. So just imagine, like, I could post that once and retire for life. I could post one thing.
I can't sell my post to Ford. And, I mean, I have 12 views on most of them.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I still can't land a deal. I don't get it.
It's worth a couple grand.
I don't get it.
That is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.